listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about knowing whom you pray to. And I'm going to read from Acts chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, where we read this. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. God worked something powerful in and through Peter and John, as we learn from Acts chapter 4. They stood before a council of important men who demanded that they stop proclaiming Jesus. Peter and John refused, but the council couldn't stop such determined men. All they could do was threaten Peter and John and then release them. When Peter and John met up with the other disciples, they reported all that the chief priests and elders had said. They had good news to report. We can almost picture them saying, "We got to tell them about Jesus. They realized that we were like Jesus, and they told us not to tell others about Jesus." Now, in response to that exciting report, the early Christian community, it's described here as their own companions, they had a prayer meeting. Notice that important events moved them to prayer. You know, it really should be the same with us. And we see several important things about this early church prayer meeting. First, they raised their voice. This means that they prayed vocally. Now, it is certainly possible to pray silently in our own minds, but we focus our thoughts more effectively when we speak out in prayer. And that's what the disciples did here in Acts chapter 4. Matter of fact, when it says they raised their voice, the word voice is in the singular. This means that they did not all pray individually, speaking at the same time. In this prayer meeting, one person prayed and everyone agreed with that one, so that they were really praying with one voice. Next, they prayed with one accord. This means that they prayed in unity. There was no strife or contention among them. There wasn't one group saying, we should pray for this, and another group saying, well, we should pray for that. No, they had the same mind when they prayed. Finally, they addressed God like this, Lord, you are God. They began by reminding themselves who they prayed to. They prayed to the Lord of all creation, to the God of all power. This word Lord in Acts chapter 4, verse 24, is not the most common word for Lord used in the New Testament. It's the Greek word despotes. Now, we get the English word despot from this ancient Greek word. But in the ancient world, despotes was a word used of a slave owner or a ruler who has power that cannot be questioned. They prayed with power and confidence because they knew that God was in control. When we pray, we often forget just who it is that we pray to. Or worse yet, we pray to an imaginary God of our own ideas. The disciples had power in prayer because they knew whom they prayed to. So, pray today. By all means, pray today. But make sure that you pray to the God who really exists, the mighty God who is revealed to us in the Bible. Don't pray to a God of your imagination, but come to the true God, the God revealed in the Bible, and make sure you pray to Him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.